Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
CBS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy hot as hell Tuesday. Going to get worse from here. Maybe a little bit of relief this weekend, but it sounds like this week and next week are like mid-90s. Heat indexes around or above 100. So, you know what to do. You're smart people. Take it easy. If you're just tuning in, if you've been in a meeting or something, RIP to Ozzy Osbourne. Passed away today at the age of 76. So a lot of accolades coming in from different people. Can you do the Corey? That's pretty good.
Yeah. So, I mean, my favorite, like, current singer is a guy named Corey Taylor, and he just tweeted, without Ozzy, there is no me.
Well said.
Which I think, again, when somebody is in, whether it's in sports, people have that way too, right? When a legend dies,
sure.
Like, that was my inspiration, right? So people that are in these types of, and everybody has that. There are people in radio that have that person, that without that person, there is no you, right?
That's right.
A lot of people in broadcasting, without Jack Buck, there is no me or whatever. It just tells you the impact of a guy. When someone who's wildly successful, you know, multi-platinum artist is saying, without that guy, there is no me. That's pretty cool.
I always look at it, too, not being a religious person. I look at it sort of like a balance sheet that Ozzy had some demons.
No, of course he
no
did.
No pun.
Yeah.
And didn't always do the right thing and hurt his family.
Especially when he was young,
But entertained millions.
And influenced at least thousands.
Yes.
If not more.
Attorney Brad Young joins us. Brad, I appreciate it. Doing a hit outside of Thursday. Rachel is down for the count. She has an illness. We're off tomorrow, so that works out well for her. She will be able to recover a little bit. And Brad joins us now. So thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure as always.
So we may not get off of this topic because it's just so big and so interesting to me. And that is what is going on currently in Washington, D.C., vis-a-vis Donald Trump, the Epstein case, the DOJ, him not releasing the Epstein files, but releasing the MLK files. And he, to me, and as you know, I'm not a Trump fan. I do try to check that at the door. I really do try to be fair, but as fair as I can be, he seems to be kind of shooting himself in the foot. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I think we talked about this a little bit last week when we talked about how in so many times in Washington, the cover-up is worse than the underlying crime. And the reality is there may be nothing here. We don't know, frankly, one way or the other. We can guesstimate, speculate, but we don't really know. But if it turns out that there is truly nothing here, Boy, the cover-up sure makes it look dirty, and I don't know that he ever recovers from the appearance of impropriety, even if there's nothing here, which, frankly, I think there is something there, but even if there's nothing there, I don't see him really recovering any momentum because of this.
Is your best guess, Brad, that there's something that he's in the files? You think it's just some of his powerful supporters are in the files, or what do you smell?
Well, I mean, it's easy just to armchair quarterback this and say, listen, we know that Trump had at least dealings with Epstein. There's lots of pictures of them together. We know that Donald Trump's moral character is one that is under great suspicion and has been confirmed to be not great. So when you put those things together, it's easy to jump to a conclusion. You know, obviously, in a court setting, none of this would be admissible, but we're talking about the court of public opinion. And in that court right now, he's being found guilty, and it's going to take overwhelming evidence for him to be later acquitted in the court of public opinion, because right now he looks as dirty can get.
And I think the worst thing so far is that the Speaker of the House has shut down the House of Representatives until September to avoid an Epstein vote. My Lord,
I know.
If you weren't paying attention before, you are now.
Of course. I mean, there's always the phrase, it takes an act of Congress, meaning it's impossible. But here, they literally moved Congress to shut it down early so that there wouldn't be any hearings on Epstein. And my goodness, if I know I'm throwing out a lot of metaphors here, but where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, my goodness, there's, you know, Canadian forest fire level smoke here. And it sure implies that there's some fire.
So what's kind of the long and short of it? I mean, like, let's play it out. Let's say there are some mentions of him. I mean, it's something in the past. Is it purely political? Is there anything legal, anything impeachable, like, on the horizon?
I don't see anything impeachable. He could technically be tried for a crime, but the chances of that are slim to none. It would be a very, very long time ago. It would be, you'd have to find witnesses, you'd have to develop evidence. That in of itself would take years, as we've seen from other Trump litigation cases. He could easily drag this out past the end of his second term, and we know he can't run for reelection. So I don't know that there's anything on that front. But what I do see at risk is this. You've seen a lot of Republicans in Congress who have previously stated they're not aligned with Trump, but now have. And basically given him anything that he wants, carte blanche in the House and the Senate. If it turns out that he had dealings with Epstein beyond simply having drinks at parties and having his picture taken, if there's anything on the airplane or on the island that's possibly illegal, immoral, or unethical, at that point, he's going to see congressmen and senators both just flee away from him, which means his support in terms of getting any legislation through Congress over the next 3 years would be zero.
I also think it was ham-fisted at best, even for Donald Trump, when a couple of days ago he tried to blame this on the Democrats and Obama and Biden. That one just felt like, my Lord, like you're really scraping the bottom of the barrel here.
Yeah, there was nothing to that. I mean, let's just be honest and look at the facts as they are facts. Before the election, there were both mainly MAGA people who were looking for the release of this information. And then Trump comes up, creates this firestorm of controversy, now says there's nothing to see here. And by the way, let me show you something shiny over in a different corner.
Yeah.
And at that point, it's not just Democrats and crazies who are trying to do this. I mean, some people may call them crazies, the MAGA folks. Look at Marjorie Taylor Greene. I could give you a long list. Steve Bannon is another person on that list. Alan Dershowitz is another person on that list. I mean, there's a long list of folks here who are calling for this, whom Trump has previously praised, and now it seems disingenuous to call them crazy.
What's interesting, too, is if you go back to February, all right, so how long ago is that? 5 months?
Six, yeah.
On February 27th, the Department of Justice released a statement about the phase one release of the Epstein files, which we all remember, right? The people running off the steps with the books being like,
yes,
look, we got them. And this is, again, from the Department of Justice website, this is not something else that's been generated somewhere else, said the first phase of the files released today sheds light on Epstein's extensive network and begins to provide the public with long overdue accountability. Those were the words of Pam Bondi. And then Kash Patel said the FBI is entering a new era, one that will be defined by integrity, accountability, and unwavering pursuit of justice. There will be no cover-ups, no missing documents. So this is, again, this isn't just like conspiracy theorists throwing things out there. This is literally two people involved saying, this is just the beginning, guys. Here it is on the Department of Justice's website, justice.gov.
Right. And then there's another side of this, too, and that is we've seen Trump now make a public declaration calling for the release of the grand jury transcript. Well, first of all, there's not going to be anything salacious in the grand jury. There's only going to be allegations that are very specific to the charges and wouldn't include Trump or any other associates. It would only be charges specifically against, obviously against Epstein. But then secondly, and I think more importantly, is that a judge has to do that. So it's almost like trying to push off the inability to release information out of the White House and onto the judicial branch by saying, oh, the grand jury transcript should be released. Number one, it's not going to show anything. Number two, that's not a branch of government that's under your control. What is under your control as president is the Department of Justice, is the FBI, and those documents could be released immediately if Trump just agreed to do it.
Talking to attorney Brad Young here. We talk to him every Thursday, but he agreed to be on today since we're a little light with Rachel being out sick. So it's not legal, but what did you think of Hunter Biden outing his dad for taking an Ambien?
You know, talk about a very, very fiery interview we saw with Hunter Biden. And, I read one. Of course, the Babylon Bee, I think, had it covered best today when they said that the main reason that Hunter Biden was against deportations of illegals was because it would increase the price of crack and prostitutes. And, you know, maybe there's some validity to that. But the fact of saying about that his dad was on Ambien, we haven't heard that at any point up to literally yesterday. That's new information. And it does perhaps change how we look at things retroactively, if in fact he was on Ambien the night before.
All right, buddy, we appreciate it. You're the best. Thank you so much.
Happy to do it, Dave.
All right, quick break, right back. DGS and KMOX. DGS 323. Want to do DGS Happy Hour?
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
You want to start it?
Talking to me?
Sure.
Sure. Trying to think of which one of these I want to go. Oh, this is the one I want to go through. I think this is just fascinating. So I saw this recently that most Americans in the 1950s and 60s were absolutely against the space program. It was a waste of money. We should be spending it on other things. And we hear that a lot about big things that don't impact us right away. Do you think they were right? Or do you think in the end, you're like, you know what? No, that ability to go to space is actually, it's teaching us things about how our world works, about how the universe works, and it may eventually be how we get off the planet. Like, where do you guys, because again, at that time, I think it was like 65-70% of Americans did not support the space program. They didn't think it was worth the time or the money. I think that was before the moon landing. I think it might have changed after people saw that, but just curious if you guys think that they were right or not.
No, I'm pretty supportive. I understand the arguments, and when we're trying to go back to the moon after 50 years, but there are still kids starving to death in our country, I get it. I understand the allocation of resources. My mom, to the day she died, was so anti-space. She just thought it was the dumbest thing in the world that we're never going to go to Mars. We're never going to go to another planet. We're certainly not going to another star system. Let's just take care of ourselves here. But I tend to be on the other side. One, I'm just kind of semi-obsessed with it. I just love all things astronomy and space. And so it's kind of difficult for me to be against it. But yeah, we don't know when the next breakthrough is going to come that's going to affect life on this planet. So yeah. I'm supportive.
They didn't do polling back in the day, but I would guarantee you that the average person thought exploring the planet was stupid.
Probably.
Trying to cross the ocean was stupid. Trying to get to a new world. Well, if they didn't do that, the United States of America doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Right, or at least not as it is now. It would exist. It would just be all of the indigenous people that are still on their land. But the point is that without expansion, without human beings trying to go to places they'd never been before, a lot of things wouldn't be what they are. And again, I think you could argue, some people might argue that would have been a better thing. I don't know that it would for us because we're experiencing what we are. But
Were the indigenous people living here hundreds of years ago just going to be taken over by someone? It was just a matter of time.
You think?
I know, I'm asking. Like, do you think that power on this planet with human beings is always like, if you're weaker than someone else, someone eventually is going to take you over.
I mean, that's the history of the world.
Well, I don't know if that's like necessarily an inevitability, but I will say that the only people who were expanding, as in like actively going out and looking for other lands, were like the British, the Spanish, the colonizers, the people who were specifically looking to expand and colonize other lands.
At that time, yeah. At that time, it was them. But in previous generations, it was the Persians. In previous generations, it was the Greeks that were doing. I mean, like, you know, it's been that way since the dawn of time. I mean, what do you think Genghis Khan did? I mean, he was expanding his empire. I mean, like, I think what you're saying, Andrew, is true. At that time, that's who it was. But it's kind of been human nature. Not every human's nature,
yeah,
but at least some percentage
like,
of the
like
human race.
The history of Japan, the history of China,
right?
You know, warlords fighting each other,
right?
Like it seems to be what we do. Andrew, what you got?
I'm seeing more weird AI video stuff. We only got about 30 seconds to talk about this, but I keep seeing videos. This time it's sickly little babies with Jesus behind them,
okay,
and they're like singing a worship song.
All right,
and all of the people in the comments are like,
"Hallelujah,
praise Jesus, amen." I see a miracle every day, and I'm like, "But this very clearly is not. I mean, Jesus is there. You're looking at Jesus. He's like behind the baby, like lip syncing along with what the baby's singing."
Plus, babies don't sing.
Plus, babies can't sing.
Right,
and then especially not a particularly ill one. It just makes you lose. It's hard to describe exactly the feeling that it gives you, but it's a hopeless feeling.
It's an ick, isn't it?
Well, it's a feeling of like every day I have a little less faith than those around me.
Interesting. Love, she's love,
she's love. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 334. So let me catch you up. If you've been in a meeting or something, Ozzy Osbourne passed away today. So condolences to all my fellow rockers out there. Rachel Zimmerman is down for the count with some sort of a flu-like illness. So all the best to her. And in her absence, we don't know how to run the stream. And so we don't have the stream up. And the monkeys are in charge of the zoo. So we're doing our best to not just have it be, you know, fart contest the whole time. But I think we've done pretty well so far.
Yeah, we've kept it clean.
Yeah, we've kept it between the rails.
Yeah.
Dave Murray joins us now. Hello, Dave.
Come on, bring another monkey into the group. Here
yeah,
we go.
There you go. The chief monkey.
Yeah.
I got to tell you something, though. Rachel, I know she's not feeling well, but I was just texting her, and she's answering me. So
oh, really?
She's always on the ball.
Suspicious. So, Dave, you know the question. Like, any relief in sight?
Not really. Nothing extreme. Right now, we're 93. The dew point is 77.
Wow.
That's awful.
Wow.
The heat index is 107 right now. There's a couple of stray thunderstorms out there. One little one. They're what we call these pulse storms. They kind of fire up. They don't move very much. They do their things, then they die. But there's one little batch along 141 between Valley Park and Manchester. There's another one up in St. Charles County. It's primarily along 94. It's kind of out in the middle of nowhere,
yeah.
Not doing much of anything there. That's it. That's it in the St. Louis area. There's a couple of little cells between Redbud and Chester. But these are just little isolated pop-up things, not doing much. If you were to get under one, temperature would cool back to about 78, and the dew point would probably go up to about 95. Whew. Yeah, it would be just awful. It would be just awful. And then the temperature would rebound. We were talking about a couple of variations yesterday for next week. I'm leaning more and more to a continuation of the heat wave almost all of next week. But Wednesday and Thursday will be the hottest of this week. Partly sunny, hot and humid, 99 each day. The record, not even close to records, just to give you an idea. 108 is the record on Wednesday from 1934. The record on Thursday is 111, also from 1934. Now, what's going to happen Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, a little increase in the spot or isolated type thunderstorms, afternoon variety. So there'll be a little bounce in temperature. It's still very humid. It's still hot in my book with temperatures primarily 90 to 95 degrees. But again, if you get under one of these storms, heavy rain, lightning, and a big cool down in temperature, but a big spike in the humidity. So there's a little, I don't want to even use the word relief. There is a touch of relief Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but it's nothing to write home about, and it just looks like it's going to continue next week.
Dave, any idea how people kept themselves cool in 1934?
I'd have to go back to, in the 50s, in 54 in particular, they... Close used to always tell the story of sitting by the side, side of the road, and
sleeping
the cars coming
the
by to give
highway.
You a break. Yeah,
yeah.
Sleeping in cemeteries. That was always a big thing. You get out of the city and into a grassy area. Forest Park, I'm sure, was quite busy during these heat waves in the 30s and the 50s. That's about it. A lot of our buildings, especially when you think back the 30s and the 50s of homes, they're all brick. They still are a lot of brick homes, obviously, in St. Louis. They're ovens. They turn into these little ovens.
Do you make pizza in those brick ovens?
My mom grew up in Benton, Illinois, and she used to tell me stories that when she was a kid, they would bring a big, giant block of ice and put it in a park, and people would just snuggle up and sleep next to it.
Yeah, I'm a fan of that.
Yeah. Crazy. Andrew, you want to take on headlines?
Yeah, headlines. I have a question for Dave Murray first, though.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
first of all, hi, Mitch. If you're listening today, hi.
Undoubtedly. What is a dew point? What is that?
It's the direction the dew points.
Okay.
So north.
That's a weather. That's a weather joke.
Okay, I was going to
say. Very lame.
He would have taken it.
I know, he did take it. But I did ask. It doesn't help, but asked and answered, I suppose.
It is a true measure of the amount of moisture in the atmosphere. It's not relative humidity. Relative humidity is relative to the atmosphere. Warm or hot weather can hold a lot more moisture compared to cold weather. So today, our dew point is 77, but the relative humidity is 60%. You hear 60%, you go, oh, that's impossible. It's awful outside. Mm-hmm. It's because the warm air mass can hold more moisture, more water vapor. So we use the dew point as a temperature. And typically when the dew point temperature and the air temperature meet, you get rain or you get fog or you get something. Huh. But you get saturation.
Does that mollify you?
I understand it a little better.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense, I suppose.
But it really is the direction of the dew points.
Sure.
I like How much dew would a dew point do if a dew point dew?
I remember all Dave Murray's jokes, so I will remember that one for if I'm ever asked the same question, which I never will be.
Yeah, no well, one's going to ask you what the dew point is. No
why do they call it is. Dogwood tree?
Because of the bark.
How do you tell it's a dogwood tree?
Because of the bark.
And why are they humming? Why are there hummingbirds? Why are they called hummingbirds?
There you go. Nice. Got it. See, I got it. I've been around for a few seasonal forecasts. Coca-Cola plans cane sugar Coke. So this is really happening. Yeah. They are really going through with this, which at first it was like, are they actually going to do it? But they've seen a lot of higher prices lately higher profits lately over their higher prices. I don't know if you've noticed lately, but the price of soda is kind of insane if you're out buying 12 packs at the grocery store.
It's better. Coke is better with cane sugar.
It is. I
think
agree
they're
going to
do well.
I am very excited for it. It's part of a response to consumer demand for healthier options. And they do think that it's going to cost more to make this cane sugar Coke because that's, you know, kind of why they switched over to fructose in most sodas in the first place is because it's a little bit cheaper than using real sugar. But they still think that it's going to be super profitable for them and people are going to buy it. And I think it definitely will.
So they're using, from what I understand, is I don't think it's replacing the high fructose version. I think it's going to be in addition to.
Yeah.
Like they're going to make what they already sell in other parts of the world available here.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So they just have to manufacture more of it than they did previously. Pepsi has done something similar to this. There's like a real sugar. I'm not sure. They may have discontinued it, but for a while, a few years ago, they were doing
it. Why can't Pepsi find its ass with both hands?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. This is like the Pepsi's on top right now.
Are they?
Yeah, because Mountain Dew kicks everything else's ass.
Oh, see, when I think, I don't even know that Pepsi owns that.
Yeah.
When I think Pepsi, I think Pepsi.
I like Pepsi. Coke is like Coke Sprite.
I do too, but I don't buy it.
Yeah.
Why not?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. I'm just so used to the red can.
Yeah.
But I think it's something else that is important to note as a soda drinker. Real sugar not necessarily much better for you than the high fructose corn syrup. They're both they're both bad.
Yeah.
So this whole,
it's like
RFK,
smoking regular cigarettes or menthol. I mean,
yeah, it absolutely is. Like the whole RFK Jr. like we got to do real sugar instead of high fructose corn syrup. Like I get it. It's like less chemicals is good, which is, I think largely true, but also it's still, sugar is not great for you to consume in large quantities like the amount that would be in soda. So don't expect that you're suddenly going to be like super healthy and health conscious if you start drinking real sugar.
I doubt people who are in the market for pure cane Coke are expecting health benefits.
I would hope not, but I mean, like Coca-Cola themselves specifically list like this is for our health conscious friends.
Yeah. So according to a Washington Post story, there's been no scientific evidence suggesting one is healthier than the other.
Yeah. So it may not be what people are hoping for when it comes out, but it does taste better.
I was gonna say, if it tastes different, that's enough of a reason to do it for a business, right?
Here's an interesting one. So Trump's spy chief, who we all know is Tulsi Gabbard, claims the Obama administration manufactured all of the intel that they had on Russia. What's really interesting about the story is that she's specifically implicating Marco Rubio as part of this treasonous scheme.
And who's saying this? I apologize.
Tulsi Gabbard. Okay. The spy master of the Trump administration.
So his right-hand man, Marco Rubio, was in on it?
Intelligence Chief Tulsi Gabbard is attempting to expose a treasonous conspiracy against the president, implicating Secretary of State Marco Rubio in the process. She released alleged evidence accusing Barack Obama and his administration officials of a criminal conspiracy related to the Russiagate investigation. However, Rubio signed off on all of these reports in the 2016 election that there was Russian interference. So Gabbard is saying any possibility of Russian interference in 2016 was completely faked and entirely made up by Obama and Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. And Marco Rubio signed a thing that said, yeah, I've investigated this, and I think there was some Russian interference in the election.
So I usually think anything involving Trump is bullcrap. Mm-hmm. But if it's true, if we really did do this, well, then people need to pay the price.
They do. I mean, I most people who have done investigations that aren't Tulsi Gabbard and Donald Trump have come to the conclusion that there was some level of evidence, which is probably why we're not seeing Marco Rubio getting, you know, launched out of a cannon into the sun right now, or whatever it is that they would do to him if they found out that he was doing treason against Donald Trump. But I think that's the interesting part. The interesting part is not Trump says Russia is fake. He's been saying that for a decade now. The interesting part is that Tulsi is now specifically implicating Marco Rubio.
Yeah, that
as
is interesting.
Who has committed treason?
Do they have a rivalry of some kind?
I didn't. I not that
Whoever's
I know.
Whoever's hottest.
Yeah. Yeah, perhaps in the perhaps in the whoever's sexiest Trump administration contest.
You got one more?
Yeah, we can do one more. So this one just kind of made me roll my eyes because we're just seeing so much of this. You just think at some point, can't we move past the culture war BS? But yet here we are. This is a conservative law group, America First Legal. They are pro-Trump, of course. They say that Cracker Barrel's DEI programs violate federal and state civil rights laws. And they are trying to...
Wait, Cracker Barrel's too woke?
Yeah, Cracker Barrel is too woke.
What?
For the America First Legal Fund. They have filed complaints that by engaging in DEI hiring practices, that they are discriminating against...
Yeah, there aren't enough white people working at Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, so white people can't get a job at Cracker Barrel, and it's...
But, like, being woke is not a crime. You can disagree with it. You can think it's stupid if you want. You can think anything you want, but it's not something that you can take any action against.
AFL argues that Cracker Barrel's focus on diversity in hiring and promotion leads to discrimination against heterosexual white men employees and is calling for a lawsuit against Cracker Barrel to address the alleged discrimination.
Well, I do need
practices.
To support my fellow heterosexual white men, so.
I mean, we have it so bad.
Right.
I feel oppressed every day.
I'm being
that wingtip on my throat.
I'm being torn between... what I am, my identity as a heterosexual white man, and my one true love, which is Cracker Barrel.
My one true love.
Cracker Barrel, the thing I care about more than anything in this world.
All right, Dave Murray, we appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Wow, okay.
All right, quick break. Right back, DGS. Welcome back, guys. Coming up, we have the Think Tank with Jeff Smith and Judge Tom Frawley. So what's it about the song?
Is this the song where you've said that you always misheard the lyric as suck a duck?
Yep.
That he says later in it? I heard that. I was at a restaurant like a couple days ago, and I heard that lyric, and I thought first, I was like, did he say what I think he did? And then I remembered like, oh, that's the thing that
yeah,
Dave's talked about.
I thought it for
times.
50 years.
It sounds exactly like that.
I could suck a duck. And I'm just like, okay.
I was like,
I guess so.
Why did he just say that lyric? And then I'm like, wait a minute, this is Dave's thing.
Mm-hmm. This song has a lot of them because there's one part of that where people think he says, I'll never leave a pizza burning.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.